poll, nearly half of Americans believe corporate diversity programs discriminate against white men. By Sean Moran on July 1, 2024. 48% of Americans believe corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, programs discriminate against white men, a Rasmussen Reports poll found. DEI programs are the latest vector by which corporations push leftist goals, such as racial justice, affirmative action, and climate change policies. However, it appears that Americans are increasingly believing that these policies are being used to discriminate against fellow Americans. 48% say it is likely that some companies are using DEI as an excuse to discriminate against white men, which includes 26% who say it is very likely. In contrast, 38% do not believe that DEI is being used to discriminate, while 18% say it is not at all likely that this is happening, and 13% are unsure. 38% believe DEI policies make corporations worse, and 29% believe they make companies better. Rasmussen explained. The more Americans know about DEI, the more they dislike it. Among those who say they're very familiar with DEI, 54% say such policies are making companies worse, and 60% believe it's likely that some companies are using DEI as an excuse to discriminate against white males. Politics is clearly a factor in perceptions of diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. While 51% of Democrats think DEI is making companies better, 58% of Republicans say DEI is making companies worse. Among those not affiliated with either major party, 39% believe DEI makes companies worse, 19% think DEI makes companies better, and 22% say DEI doesn't make much difference. More than two-thirds, 68%, of Republicans believe it's at least somewhat likely that DEI is being used as an excuse for discrimination against white males, a belief shared by 36% of Democrats and 42% of the unaffiliated. Americans between the ages of 40 and 64 are mostly likely to believe that companies are using DEI to discriminate against white men. Tractor Supply recently backed away from its DEI policies after a backlash from consumers. The company promised it would eliminate DEI roles, retire DEI goals, and refocus its priorities toward agriculture education, animal welfare, veteran causes, and others while stopping sponsorship of pride festivals and voting campaigns. Rasmussen Reports conducted the survey by contacting 1,258 American adults between June 23 and 24, 2024, and the margin of error for the poll is plus or minus 3%. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.